Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We played well tonight, you know. gave ourselves another opportunity for another game, and you know, we got to try to replicate it. But they're going to come hard. They've played really well in our building so far this series. Ice has been terrible there, so you know, we might as well play with tennis ball. We'll just skate around and see who bounces one in the net.
Where
the hell did this one come from? With Brad Marchand. This was after the game the other night, and you could tell nobody was asking him about bad ice. He was the one that volunteered it. And this guy might be the difference in the game tonight. We know that. Maybe he's playing a little psychological game. But what the hell is he complaining about?
Ice has been terrible there. So, you know, we might as well play with tennis ball. We'll just skate around and see who bounces one in the net.
So people have spent the last 2 days trying to chastise the Bull Gang, try to blame the Zamboni. It's not Zamboni. They have a different company, that the ice cleaning machine.
It's a Canadian company.
Whatever. And they're complaining about everything else, and we're focusing on bad ice.
Well, good. Throw the puck to the net then.
Right,
stop getting too cute like they did in game five. Pass. Put the puck in the net like you did game six and see what happens. I remember them bitching about the ice, so people talking about how poor the ice is, but I remember like in that Stanley Cup run, like when it's humid, gets real hot outside.
Yeah.
You know, June, it's like just, it was awful. But right now?
50 degrees, come on.
It's that bad now?
Well, I know, I saw Dale tweeted out that, you know, it's really cold right now inside the arena, so I don't know if that means anything. We'll see how the ice goes. But I don't know if you are a PlayStation View subscriber. Have you heard about this?
Yeah,
this
like we the know new about thing. That.
Yes.
Sony PlayStation.
Are you doing catch up after the game?
Yeah, follow Jack Edwards.
Who has PlayStation View? Who subscribes to, how many people? 10?
I don't know.
You have a PlayStation.
I have no idea.
You also want to get the cable. Who's subscribing to PlayStation
View? They don't have the game. That's what you're going to tell us.
No, I'm more concerned with who is that?
Kids.
Youth of America.
Youth of America. But the millennials look at TV much differently.
Through the PlayStation View,
we do
view,
with kids.
Huh?
Yes. Much different.
Yeah. They don't have cable. They do it all through PlayStation.
Exactly.
YouTube.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, you can find it on
YouTube.
So
you worried about this? Because Jack Edwards is really concerned.
Well, I want to make, I guess.
It was obvious that Nesson told
TC
all of,
also.
Told all of their employees, none of you are getting a Red Sox championship ring unless you go out there and tweet that we're losing all the PlayStation.
Well, also, there's a lot of shame going on. There's like, this is what happens to your shame. Well, you know, it's not, basically, hey, listen, it's not our fault. You got to shame PlayStation View and tell them that it's game seven, and game seven is awesome here.
See, listen, we all want the Bruins to win, maybe for different reasons, but if they win this game, I know you do, if they win this game, like, see, I like better Jack, because then we're going to start hearing about how Nesson doesn't have any more of the games,
and
how bad
tonight.
Of a broadcast
this
NBC
is,
and yada, 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 and they only do three games a year, and you want your local, you should complain, sign a petition, it's just great, bitter Jack.
They have to talk about something controversial.
Didn't you hear him in the last game where he's like running off the entire crew?
No.
People behind the scenes just
do
in
I
case
have
it was
to,
the last
yeah.
game.
Do I have to actually go to the game tonight in order to talk about it tomorrow?
No, because you can watch it on TV. You don't have PlayStation.
I do not.
TV.
Yeah,
okay,
you know, I have regular
have like
cable. Yeah.
You're going to get the game.
You're good.
You're about to witness one of the great things in sports.
You promise?
Seven of the NHL playoffs.
You promise?
Yes,
okay, because I'm
going to
keep track. As soon as I may doze off.
I'll tell you what these
and
games.
If it's anything like last year's Game 7, okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that one. 4 goals, 4 minutes, last period, fine. That was kind of fun. This one, I mean, I doubt that's going to happen.
Let me tell you, I've spent the last
week. Who's going to stand on their head?
That's a good question.
Marchand. No?
It only counts for the goalie.
Okay.
I've spent the last week ridiculing you because there have been some phenomenal hockey games. Not just the Bruins game, but phenomenal hockey games. Much different than anything in the regular season. And you realize that
you're only saying that because it's the postseason.
Do you realize
because
all the
if you lose, these games mean more. Obviously, it's the obvious answer.
Yeah,
they do mean more.
Yeah, but they're all of the lower seeds are knocking off the top seeds.
So
the top number one seeds
off.
Are
okay,
gone.
Big deal.
No, all of them.
That's the only one you really cared about.
No, all of them.
All right, so then that would be great. Okay, that would be great if Toronto could knock off the Bruins. We should stay in line.
Why are you pissing off the Bruins?
I don't have any allegiance to the Bruins.
I will say this.
I hope they lose.
I think Lou did the same thing. I picked the Bruins in seven. This game scares the hell.
I picked Toronto in six.
I don't feel confident about this game tonight. I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Confident? No team has won back-to-back games in this series anyway, so it's been back and forth, back and forth. And you sit there and go, all right, well, okay, so it's Toronto's turn. Like, they shouldn't be intimidated by being the away team. They've won the first game of the series, they won.
But
no one thought they could win.
Christian, don't give up on the dream. Okay.
What's the dream?
Vegas is in game seven. Okay.
Hold on.
We still got weeks to work on this now. Don't give up on the dream.
Hold on. I will only switch my pick if Joey runs in here and confirms that if Vegas and Boston are in the finals, then we will go to Vegas.
Please.
Then I am on the Bruins bandwagon. Like, it's Dale and Fourier all day long.
You got no shot.
But they would probably send Dale anyways.
Well, the one thing, when you look at the series, can you honestly say the Bruins have been better than Toronto in the series? No, you can't say that.
I think they've been evenly matched.
They have.
That's what you're into.
Right.
Back and forth. Fine. I'm more into sweeps.
And the funny thing is,
that's games.
You were good at that. You were good at that one. I'm not sure you're going to get a sweep in the next series.
No, but we can break that down later.
Okay, we'll save that for the next few days.
Because you're getting called out by a lot of people.
Oh, please. Please. Dopes. But when you look at the game tonight.
I've got a problem with Glenn.
Every single game that you've looked at, the next game has been totally opposite. It's not just that they can only win one in a row, but it's almost like you make corrections and the game is just totally flipped around. And you say, what the hell are we watching right now? So the last game you saw, the Bruins were out there. They played great defense. They were physical as hell. I'm not sure you're going to get that tonight.
You don't think that the Bruins will be physical?
I'm not sure you're going to get that based on what we've seen in the series.
Which team do you think is better suited for a game seven? Because that's basically what we're talking about.
Well, Toronto's been choke artists for years. Do you know they haven't even won a series in like 15 years?
No, I realize that.
Okay, so
that's the one thing I think you look at and you say Bruins. Yeah. That's all. It's history. You know, you look at goaltenders all you want. You know, Tuukka hasn't had a great career or great success in game sevens. Freddie Anderson's been even worse. So yeah, it's at home ice. They should have the advantage. You know, they should win this hockey game. You know, and I think the biggest surprise ever, you hear all the guys talking about hockey, is Toronto. You know, defensively, they've been a lot better than everybody thought. Did the Bruins, you know, too much energy in game six because it was the best game they played the whole time? I expect them to come out and win this game. I think, like last year, I don't know, I'll throw a little 5-3 action. I think Bruins, 5-3.
How about an overtime game? Aren't we due for an overtime game tonight?
Yeah.
Big fella, you willing to stay up for an extra period?
I don't know if I can commit to that. They get home really early.
You know,
this
they play like two overtimes sometimes. Yeah, they go long.
The reality is, and I don't know how you feel about this.
No shootout. You know that, right?
Stick around for the shootout. That's after two overtimes.
Yeah. I mean, they should bring the glow puck back because they have all these new viewers. I mean, all these new viewers who are watching hockey for the first time, thank you very much.
Like Wiggy?
Wait, were you were you mocking them? I heard you were mocking them.
Wiggy was ridiculous. Wiggy,
what are you talking about?
Wiggy has no idea what lines he's watching out there.
At least I admit it.
By the way, they were skating today with Marchand, Bergeron, and Heinen. With DeBrus, Krejci, and Pastrnak. I just wanted Wiggy to know that. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do it tonight, Wiggy, but that's what they were doing. Today it's a skate.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, right. they moved Pastrnak around? I thought that's like unheard of. I thought that's never been done before in hockey.
It's never been done in the history of hockey.
Jeez. No. It's only been done in every single playoff series
throughout
the history of hockey.
Go back in the old Canadians' history. Never happened. Never
See, the thing is that the Bruins really shouldn't be freaking out. See, I want Toronto to win because I picked them to win in six. So I know I didn't
pick
care
about
six.
Yourself.
You're already wrong.
So, but no. But I can be half right. They could win, but just not in six. They can win in seven. So I get partial credit for that. But the Bruins, based on their makeup, their leadership, I mean their experience, and a lot of people are poo pooing the experience like it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter.
Well, Game 7 experience, though, has not been great when you look at the numbers. I mean, Tuukka Rask is what? What did we say? 5-5? Is that right?
2-2.
Two and two. I take it back. Who's 5-5? Somebody else is 5-5. Chara is 5-5.
But there's such an aspect of luck in hockey that I still take that 2-2 or whoever was 5-5, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the best team won. Sometimes the luckiest team wins in hockey, and that's just the way it is. puck luck. I can't find it. Well, does that mean you're better than me? No.
Well, here's the one thing I think we can say, though, with Toronto in this series, because the Bruins really have needed the power play. The power play has been their savior, and they have scored in the power play in this series. Toronto's been a better team 5-on-5. So in a game 7, do you think it's more likely that the officiating crew makes cause more penalties, or because it's a deciding game, fewer penalties?
No, you know what you see in game 7s? You see even penalties, in my mind. You know, if there's a penalty within 5 minutes, there'll be a penalty on the other team. And they'll try to even them out. To me, early on in game 7, you find out who's tight. You know, you throw pucks against the on the net, rather. And, you know, like Marchand said, you bounce a tennis ball up there and you see if you can get a hop on the bad ice and you try to find out, you know, which goaltender's a little bit shaky. You know, enough with the being too cute. You know, throw pucks on Anderson all night long. You saw, I think that was obviously the message in game 6. Krug took 9 shots, for God's sakes. 9. Just keep doing it again. Find out. Maybe you get a bad goal once in a while because Freddie's a little tight game 7.
Might as well play a tennis ball.
So if they're a little tennis ball.
So, Christian, if they're down 4-1, let's say with about 6 minutes left in this hockey game in the third period, will you shut the TV off?
No.
Good.
Not against Toronto.
No, nope. Not against Toronto. Can't
see,
count them out,
that's
ever.
That's the thing. So the question is, do the present players on the Maple Leafs feel that pressure? Because they're talking about it in Toronto.
But I
they
will
have
say,
to, right?
It feels a little different, though, because if you just go back to last year, I know, you know, the Toronto has basically, you know, I guess, I mean, more new players or you know, constructed differently as far as compared to the Bruins. Last year, it was, you know, it was Toronto chasing the Bruins. They were behind. They were chasing him. I would say they should feel pretty good about their overall position, just as far as internally, where it's not like, okay, they won their last game at home and now they got to win. They lost at home. And now I always feel like that makes the team feel like they're due in a way.
Yeah, see, I think
they're
both desperate.
The four worst words in Toronto sports. Game 7 in Boston.
That's true. No, he's absolutely true about that.
Yeah, but, you know, if you use the Glenn Ordway way of thinking that home ice means nothing in hockey.
Means nothing.
Means absolutely. NBA, nothing. Though. NBA, oh, you better, be, you,
well,
better, you better set your clock
the NBA.
To it.
Well, the numbers,
it's
the NHL. Numbers bear it out, do they not?
You know, it just we spent all day yesterday talking about, you know, more pressure. And I just think organizational, I just think the history for Toronto, there's more pressure on them. But really, when you look at both of these teams, in my mind, like whoever wins this series, I think will be one of the favorites to win the Cup. I mean, if the Bruins do, I think they will be. They'll have home ice throughout. You know, you talk about an opportunity. You know, an opportunity lost if they can't win this. Expectations. I don't think anybody thought when the season started the Bruins were going to win the Cup or go to the Stanley Cup. Everybody's looking at Tampa Bay. But with them getting bounced in the year that they had, man, it would seem, I don't want to say failure, you know, because of expectations when the season started. But you win this series, you will. You should be the favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
So we were talking about
this group.
Yeah. So we were talking about this yesterday, Kirsten, of who has the most pressure on them. And because of Toronto's history, how many times can you suck in the big moment, okay? Eventually, you've got to do it. So there's a lot of pressure on them right now.
Especially when Washington gets bounced.
Exactly. So with Boston, though, the pressure might be that, oh my God, you finally got Tampa Bay out of it.
Right.
And you blew your opportunity to maybe roll through this thing. Now, I'm not sure that's necessarily true. Columbus could be the best team in the league right now. Columbus may end up winning this whole thing. Wouldn't that be something for the NHL? Columbus, Ohio. Little Columbus, Ohio with a championship. That might be the case, but Lou's right that if you look at it from a Bruins perspective, you got the big bad Lightning out of this thing. You got a clear path here to the Stanley Cup Finals and maybe to win it right now because all the top seeds are out. You're the best seed that still exists.
Yeah, so the pressure is on you.
So there is some pressure on the Bruins.
No, yeah, I mean, well, I don't know how you feel about it, but you have the better record, regular season record. You have the last game at home. You have you have a team that has been together for a long period of time. I think
you got a core that's getting older. And I think the Twitter question that we threw out there yesterday, like who has more pressure, I think tells it all. The final result was 50-50. You know, for different reasons. I mean, to your point, you know, you can make the argument on both sides. History with Toronto and hockey to that area and what it means to them. It's their sport. You know, God, Toronto hasn't won a cup since 67. And then you can look at the Bruins and say you got an older core with Chara and Bergeron and Krejci. And you got an opportunity. You got a path that you didn't think you once had, you know, with Tampa being bounced. So I think that 50-50 might say it all.
I also think, though, individual pressure. Tuukka Rask. You know, we gave the numbers 2-2, and his goals against is not good. If he doesn't play well tonight, especially if Anderson does, and that's the difference of the game, you know what the calls are like tomorrow. They're pointing the finger at Tuukka Rask. And up in Toronto, if they get nothing again out of John Tavares tonight, that's the guy that was going to put you over the top, right? That was the guy that actually was going to allow you to maybe finally win a Game 7. He may be the bad guy up there, individually. All right, let's get to the phone calls. 617-779-7937. Game 7 from the TD Garden tonight.
Game 7.
Ain't
nothing like it.
We don't know how good the ice is, though. The ice might be a problem. Here's Dan in Cranston.
Until you have another Game 7 in 2 weeks.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Good.
I think the pressure is squarely on the Bruins for two reasons. One, I mean, your core is getting old right now, and how many more chances you're going to get, for one. But more importantly, if they win this game, they have home ice through the Stanley Cup. Well, they're the highest remaining seed.
Doesn't mean anything, though, Dan. No, the first part you said I would agree with about the core is getting older, so you blow another opportunity to maybe win a cup. But what is home ice done for any of these teams in the league? I think it means nothing, really nothing.
It can't hurt.
I guess it can't hurt. I would go along with that. But it certainly hasn't been an advantage. And Christian laughs at it, but home court is a huge advantage in the NBA. Gigantic difference.
Hockey means the least, but I mean, you said, how many chances are you going to get where Tampa's out? You know, I mean,
that's the biggest thing.
In the West has lost the top seed. It just seems like it's now or never with these guys.
Because even though Tampa lost this year, they're not going away.
No.
They'll be the favorite to win it next year, even though they got bounced in the first round.
Yep. Matt's in Springfield. Next up on OMF. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Matt. What's up, man?
The Bruins have such a golden ticket right now. If we can get the win tonight, our top line has to play great. We gotta net a couple goals, though, early. I mean,
wait a minute. What's the top line now?
Score more than they do.
Oh, very good. I like that. I'm writing that down. Got to score more than they do. But there's two different lines right now because they've broken up that line. Contrary to what Wiggy thought, they actually can take a player and move him on a different line. So now you've got two lines, right?
Yeah, Wiggy's a genius when it comes to hockey.
No question.
He knows everything about
no
it.
No question.
If we can get the win, we're playing Columbus. The 8 seed, although they're playing great, they just knocked off Tampa, of course. But, I mean, we'll have home ice, and I know it doesn't mean anything, but, I mean, in a way, it kind of does, and especially if we're playing the 8 seed. We are the second-best team in the NHL coming into the playoffs.
Yeah,
if you wanna,
maybe
you know,
third,
knock
but yeah.
Down, but I think we have a great chance. If we can win tonight, we have such a better path with Tampa Bay gone, because that's the only thing I was worried about. I didn't worry about Toronto, of course, but thanks.
You know, I heard a stat last night that since 2000, in the NHL playoffs, there's only happened three times where a team swept and waited for a team that went to Game 7, right? Because you say, well, whose advantage is it, right? You got, what, 8-9 days off before you play again, another team plays Game 7. Three different times that has happened, and all three times the team that went to Game 7 won that next round. Now, I don't know what the hell that means. Just thought I'd throw it out there for you guys. So does that mean that the a team that continues to play hockey and play desperate has the advantage in that next round over a team that's rested and hasn't played hockey in 9-10 days?
Maybe a little. I would think the first game, I would give it to that team that played Game 7.
And
it would make some sense.
You're going to have it twice in the Eastern Conference. Both series.
Yeah, but to lose the entire series, I don't know. Maybe it was just simply the better team. But you're right. It seems strange. Here's Rob. Rob's in Swampscott. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Lou. How you doing?
Good, Rob. Just you and I, buddy.
Hey, listen, Lou. No. I was the guy yesterday. We got all worked up. So I'm sending you a bottle of Maker's Mark to the studio as an apology and a fence mender.
You sound, and I, by the way, I would appreciate that, but you sound like it's just like the calm before the storm.
No. I did. I thought about it. It was we both got worked up and we shouldn't have.
Yeah, that's okay.
Stop it.
It happens.
Jeez,
it's good.
Stop it,
doing?
Ladies. Okay, we can have tea a little bit later on. I mean, come on, it's sports. Argue. Come on, Rob. Come on, firing.
Glenn, he'll give you some. But no, here's what I want to know.
Go ahead.
Aren't you guys psyched that Sidney Crosby is out of the playoffs?
No.
I could not be happier. So happy.
I mean, I am.
Right?
Christian?
We're so thankful. We're sick of him.
You weren't watching Pittsburgh anyway.
That absolute prima donna is out of the playoffs. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. I heard that when Pittsburgh lost, Christian was away and had a 40 and lifted it up and poured it out. That's what I heard. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's be a 40 of Corona.
Please. Please. Nothing wrong with that. Tim is in Methuen. Hey, Tim.
Guys.
Hi, Tim.
What's happening, guys? Hey, listen, I'm not a millennial. I mean, I'm not, and I don't work for PlayStation View either, but I have it, and it's been awesome, and it's been about half to a third of the cost of cable.
There you go. Tech Top with Christian Fourier.
I don't know. Should I change it now? I don't
Tim,
know.
Tim, how old are you?
I'm 45. I probably sound like I'm just about 10, but I'm 45.
I was going to say, you sound younger.
I don't smoke.
We'll take every 45er we can get.
Yeah. Down to a pack a day.
Yeah. All right,
so,
thanks.
So you have you watch your stations as well as play games on it. People do this. I don't know why you're shocked.
Maybe I should figure it out.
I don't even have a PlayStation. I wanted an alternative to cable, and I did some research, and it's been the best out of any of these streaming services. I mean, if you think about it, you're just streaming through your cable company anyway.
Right.
That's all that box is for Comcast.
Do you get all your channels?
I get all of them until now.
Do you get HBO?
I get anything I want.
Oh, that's nice.
The only thing I don't really get,
you don't get the Bruins.
Yeah.
You're not getting the Bruins tonight.
I got the Bruins on NBCSN, you know, so, I mean, I'm sorry, Jack Edwards. I still get to see them. But.
Now, does this mean you're not going to get the Red Sox?
Yeah, I'm crying about that right now.
I'm sure you are.
I'm a Red Sox fan, but I mean, I'm not missing them right now.
What you need to do is fix your phone.
Got a bad phone. There's no question. He's got a bad phone there. John is somewhere. Where are you, John?
I'm from Kennedy.
Okay, whatever.
Sounds great.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Great.
Good, good. I hear Mr. Ordway talking about the ice.
And, bad ice.
Sounds like he's kind of making a joke about it. It's the truth. I have a friend that works for a company, and they installed some industrial dehumidifiers over there yesterday. They worked the whole day.
Over at the TD Garden.
So it's going to be better tonight.
TD Garden. I guess it's going to be better with the industrial dehumidifiers. I guess they were doing some.
Are these like little, like 10 by 10 dehumidifiers? Like
no, big small industrial thing? Ones.
This is industrial
stuff. Yeah, the ones you get at Home Depot.
Yeah, exactly. These are big, huge ones.
I need one in my basement. Yeah. I was just checking to see what's available.
So your buddy was over there the other day, huh? Isn't it good that Marshawn can just bitch at management over there and say, hey,
fix everything.
Get the industrial humidifiers in here.
Yeah, we got
maybe
the phones
fix
working
our
now.
Call line, too.
As soon as the game was over Sunday, they were calling the company up to have them go and
good deal.
Some dehumidifiers.
Good deal. It is a
see,
good
if this
point.
This was baseball. This would take about 2 months to
yeah,
fix.
Does your friend know anybody that can fix phones? Because ours break down every other day. Can you get somebody to come over and help us?
How about the window at Fenway?
Yeah.
No, big generators. Yeah. Generators.
Audio not working.
Maybe some of those, Bob.
All right, John. We got to find a phone guy. That's what we got to find. We don't have a
everybody
phone
guy
around here. Here's Stu in Maine. Hi, Stu.
Stu.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Just a quick observation. If the Bruins do win tonight,
yep.
There's an actual chance of a pure grand slam for Boston. You'd have the Sox winning the series.
Yep.
You'd have the Pats winning.
Yep.
And then you have these two teams in the next round. That's unbelievable.
But they both have to win. So half of the teams still haven't won yet.
But the fact that they're even this close. If they,
you got a chance.
To win,
got
that's a chance.
What you're saying.
Still have
you
a chance.
Got a chance. Yeah, so. And one of them will be the favorites to win the cup, most likely. Once Washington gets bounced.
All right. Okay. Thanks for that info.
Radio one. Wow. Some things haven't changed at all.
Here's Ed in the car. Ed.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Ed. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I get your point, Glenn, about home ice not meaning as much in the NHL. But I think you're overstating it a little bit, too. I mean, depending on who wins these three game sevens tonight and tomorrow, you can have five of the eight teams from the first round, the higher seed advancing. And in the Washington Carolina series, the home team has won every game of the six so far. So, it may mean something in some series, but it's not this huge thing like you're making it out to be.
So, do you think it's a big deal having home ice in the NHL?
I think it matters more, especially in a game seven. I'm thrilled the Bruins are home tonight as opposed to being in Toronto.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
We'll see if it means anything.
Well, you feel a little bit better, I think. But if you look at it, why are all the top seeds losing in these series?
I mean, you're right. That happens in the NHL way more than any other sport.
So you get to play. Wait a minute. If you're the top seed, you get to play the first two games at home, And then in a seven-game series, you get a majority of the games at home, and yet all of these top seeds are losing, including a number one seed that was swept. Team with the best record in history.
You're right, although I think the reason you're overstating it is you're saying all these teams are getting swept. It's all two of them.
No, that's not true. The numbers bear this out. Matter of fact, we threw them out there the other day that in the NBA, there's a dramatic difference of home court advantage when you get into the playoffs versus the regular season, and it's already fairly high in the regular season. With the NHL, there really is no differential. There's no help in the postseason. So it's like you're playing on a neutral ice surface. But look at all the high seeds that are losing.
Yeah, this year, but like I said, you could still have five of the eight higher seeds winning and going on to the second round. They're still alive at this point. It just takes one win from three teams.
Well, last I checked, you already have four of the lower seeds have already won.
The
higher seed that's won has been the Islanders, and the other three could, who knows what happens. So at best, it's 4-4.
The Islanders weren't even favored in that series. Pittsburgh was favored in that series, right?
No, the Islanders were the
higher seed. It was a two to a three in the division. Won. They won, but I believe Pittsburgh was favored in that series.
Well, favored, smavered. We're talking about home ice.
Hey, we're talking about Vegas.
I will tell you what one of the best things I love about hockey, when the series ends, especially in a game seven. The losing team, they have to do the whole handshake.
You like that?
I love that. I do, because it's game seven, and really, especially if it's close.
I think they should hug. I think just the handshake is not right.
Who's it? Marchand that was playing dirty against Montreal years ago.
No,
it was a while ago.
Lucic, wasn't it?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. It was Lucic. Yes, that's right. It was. He was not happy.
No.
That's what I like when somebody loses their crap.
He makes
comments. You know what? I know we're supposed to be respectful, and you know, the whole, good sportsmanship, but screw you, I hate you. I want someone to lose their crap.
You want to see a brawl in the handshake after a series.
You know, F you, I hate you, go screw, you go screw, that's what I want to see.
Nothing better than a poor sport in game seven. Yeah. See, to me, that's sportsmanship. Here's Bob. Bob's driving around in a car. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. Listen, I got two quick questions. I was wondering, if I'm fast and I take the answers off the air, can I get both of them in?
You're slowing everything down.
Well, go ahead. Why waste the time in the prefacing everything? Just go.
You already wasted 30 seconds.
Sorry. First question. I'm not a big hockey fan. I watch it once in a while when the Bruins are in the playoffs.
Good. Talk to Christian.
In your opinion, if they get through this round, is their road forward similar to the Celtics, where all of a sudden they hit a wall and things become much harder?
Christian?
That's question one. Question two.
Hold on. Christian wants to answer that question.
Hold on. I'm on TMZ right now. I'm looking for him.
He's awesome.
I'm looking for him. Wait, go ahead.
Glenn, I sent you a children's CD I wrote and recorded years ago.
Geez.
I was wondering if that baby you had then is the same girl you talked about being in the Boston Marathon.
It is not. No, my younger daughter is 11 years old, and she's doing great.
I was going to say, we would have aged a hell of a lot if that were the case.
Yeah.
I hope she did well.
She did great. All right, Bob. Thank you very much. You want to answer Bob's question? Hitting the wall. Is there any hitting the wall?
I don't even know the question.
What was the question? I don't know.
Why do you have your personal friend?
That wasn't my personal friend.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, what do you have?
He even said this is Glenn's personal friend, Bob. I said, okay, Bob, what do you got?
That's what I'm through.
Well, let's go out of state then. Let's go to Maine. Here's Owen. Hi, Owen.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Owen? Don't know, Owen.
Doing all right. I just wanted to comment on something you guys said a couple minutes back about how there's really no home ice advantage.
Well, that's what that was Glenn's take, but I would like to hear yours.
Well, I mean, you know, like in the actual game of hockey, that there is a home ice advantage, given that the coach gets to make the last substitution.
Yes, that is true.
Face off puck gets to put a six.
That is true.
Second. You know what I mean? I feel like these are just kind of factors that are being overlooked.
No.
Well, I would say this. We pulled this up yesterday, sportsreference.com, and they showed, you know, home advantage in sports. NFL, NBA, it's there. It's real. And this from this article. It says, while the NHL teams do a bit better at home in a regular season, 55%, they actually see an advantage decrease slightly in the playoffs.
Okay. I mean, that's an interesting metric to look at. I'm saying just as far as, like, the way the game is played.
You're a
home ice advantage.
No, you're right. You get the privilege. It's a privilege when you're playing a home game. It is an advantage that you can dictate the lines. And it played in that first game. right? There was no.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like if you're Bruce Cassidy and, you know, 13 seconds left in the game,
right?
You're in your own zone. You get to see who Toronto's sending out right now. And
it's,
you're like, you know what? I don't like this matchup. Let's put this guy out there.
It's a good point, but I think there's a difference when you're talking about that. What you get, a little perk that you get in home games versus does it make a big difference in a series? And the answer, I think, in the NHL is no. And in the NBA, it's a gigantic yes. It's a huge difference. And the NHL has proven it. It's not just this year. It's over the years. There's been a big, huge difference in home court advantage in the NBA, in the NHL. I mean, that's why you look at tonight's game. So if this were the NBA, and we're playing Game 7 tonight, you're playing it at home, I think all three of us would sit here and feel pretty good about the Bruins' chances, right?
Yes.
And because it's the NHL, we're sitting here going, I don't know what to expect.
We're doomed.
I wouldn't say we're doomed, but I don't know what to expect. All right, 617-779-7937. Two of us are here in studio. Lou is over there at Fenway Park because he had a big game this afternoon. He's not doing the night game. He'll be watching the hockey game. Two of the three of us will be watching the hockey game. You guess who won't.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
I think we have to talk about if there's another curse. The Bieber curse.
Yeah, so you explained to me that this isn't the first time he's put this out there.
No, he put it out there in Game 5.
Okay.
They won. But now that they lost, we got to start investigating whether or not this is real, right? So we're going to go a deep dive on... No, we're not.
Just kidding. No one cares.
Dear God, please bless the Toronto Maple Leafs to win this game in Jesus' name. Getting real, like, real into
it. That's what Biebs wrote?
Sure.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If anyone could help the Leafs, it is a higher power. Mm. But unfortunately, not the case because nothing can change the outcome of this series. Everyone knew exactly how this was going to go down.
I'm so tired of the Bruins. The Leafs...
I love it. They're freaking out so much up in Toronto sports radio. It's like it's like the old days, Lou. You remember this, the old days with the Red Sox back in the 90s, you know, where people would bring, like, witches over to Fenway Park, you know.
Really?
Just some type
of voodoo.
Little voodoo.
All they got to do is bring Drake, right?
Drake.
Invite him. Have him be the flag captain.
They don't even want him to show up.
Have him be that guy, the guy.
They don't want him to show up at home games anymore up there in Toronto.
That is pretty pathetic. It's like one of the most famous, you know, people in that country, and he wants to show up at every single event.
Nobody wants him there.
Because do us a favor. Like, just try it.
I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones, and she has me wear a necklace. And...
Oh, there you go, right there.
Brady doing the little
Brady in Disneyland.
Did we know he was waving the flag? Did Dale give that up earlier? I missed it.
You know, the Bruins are sending out hints. The Bruins are sending out hints, and everybody's
making their guess.
What are
the hints? Have you heard the hints?
What is it?
I would say Edelman.
Oh, it'd be good.
Gronk's already done it.
I heard Big Poppy was
three
championships. Whoever's won three championships, that was one of the hints. This person has won three championships. So it could be Poppy. It could be Edelman. He's got three. Gronk already did it, so he's not an option anymore.
Nope. Every time I win, I just gotta dance. Even if it gets me in trouble.
No, it's not.
Is that a clue?
Antonio Brown. No, not going to be him. Have Drake do it. That's what I would do. I would invite
just to
Drake.
Stick it to Toronto. Hey, why don't we bring your good luck charm down here?
Yeah.
It is amazing, though. And on the network, I'm sure they're going to show all the crowd up there because they're going to be watching it, right? Up in the arena up there.
Yeah, that's always the best scene.
Isn't it?
You know, the Toronto scores a goal, they all go nuts, and they show the Bruins score like three or four, and they just sit there and they're just crying, all of them together.
And then when the game's over, they'll riot up there or something like that.
That's still the best photo back in like 2013 when the whole 4-1 thing, you know, just them going nuts. And then every goal, they kept showing that crowd every goal. And it was just beautiful.
That was the most amazing thing because that's something you don't see.
No.
A team is down 4-1 and they come back and win with like 6 minutes left. It just doesn't happen. By the way, we've had a couple of new pieces to the craft story today. Another arrest was made. This apparently is 58-year-old Shen Mingbi. She apparently allegedly performed the sexual act on craft with another woman. And the question we were just talking about off the air here, Lou, is why the arrest now? This has been a long
time.
The only thing I could think of is maybe they were expecting her to cooperate And she has decided not to cooperate?
Actually,
is that
this was the story back then, right? The two women, one was actually charged, the other one wasn't. We
correct.
Think, okay, one's cooperating. Maybe she turned and said, you know, I'm not going to cooperate. And he said, okay, fine.
That's right? what it
that's
must be.
That's the only excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reasoning, I would think.
And then we had a Florida judge today ruled that the video from the spa will not be released now. But when the trial is adjudicated, after it's adjudicated, the case is adjudicated, rather, then good luck. It's open. They can release it.
No, so yeah, that's my point. So there is not going to be a trial, right? Because I think at this point in time, okay, you know what the judge is thinking. Okay, listen, we'll do this after the trial. So if you really want to go through the trial, okay, that's not going to happen. There's going to be some sort of plea. I just really feel like cut your bait, deal with the tape, and move on. Honestly, move on. It's because to me, I think Kraft is turning into a sympathetic figure. Based on everything that's happening, how they're dragging this out, how they're making a mockery of it, how they're just completely going overboard with something that is so simple. And did you see this last thing? There is there's a class action lawsuit. 21
yes, by
people
the other Johns. The
filed
other Johns.
A complaint.
Yeah.
No. Not from people who weren't arrested, who weren't Johns, who were just getting
massages,
who were just getting
regular
random massages.
Yeah.
They're sitting there going, now they're pissed. So
well, because the video, when it's released, because if they're releasing all of the evidence from the case, when the case is adjudicated, they're releasing all of the evidence, that evidence will be released as well.
See, I don't know if that's if you're correct on
but
that,
because
that's not technically evidence anymore.
Why are they fighting it?
Because
then?
The same issue we had a couple weeks ago, people calling up saying, you know, their rights have been, you know, violated. They violated their rights. They should have known. Well,
right.
They got a warrant for it. They're saying, but they're pissed off about it, saying the warrant was granted illegally. They went about it the wrong way. They lied about it. And then going back into the fact that how you can actually use a bomb scare as your excuse for hiding the cameras.
Yeah, but Kirsten, you're talking about Robert being a sympathetic figure.
You think
outside in New England he is? You think people outside in New England are like, oh, pull Robert Kraft. What
no,
he's going
no,
through.
But
poor
I
guy,
think
I feel
there,
bad for him.
I think there is an element of that if you don't allow your hatred to get in the way for the Patriots.
You know people can't
I
do
know,
that.
I mean, I know, but to me, before it was like, all right, you got rid of the human trafficking aspect of it. Now, this is ridiculous what they're doing. They're dragging this thing out for no reason, and any rational person can see that he's being dragged through the mud for no reason whatsoever.
Let me ask you this, okay? So if in Florida law, that as it turns out that, listen, it's the law in Florida. The evidence is going to come out. The video is going to come out. I mean, if that's just the way it is, who dragged this thing out? Them or Robert?
No, it's less about the tape.
He fought a battle. You know he couldn't win.
It's less about the tape. It's more about how the Jupiter County Police Department went about their business from the get-go, how they handled their business from the start, how they lied and how they just made a mockery of it and how they're they knew they had a big fish and they tried to take advantage of it and now they're looking silly. Now
but
I feel like they got egg on their
face.
Yeah,
but it sounds to me that they're going to get away with that even though...
What part?
They're going to get away with what Lou said, being able to release the video even though they obtained it under, I would say, shaky grounds. So in other words, they built up a case that we've got this human trafficking that's going on everywhere, and we're going to go in and get a sneak and peek warrant, and we're going to be able to do and put cameras and see all of this stuff, even though, wink, wink, it really didn't exist. You got somebody down there that simply wanted to crack down on prostitution at these day spas. But
you know, with all the reports coming out of Florida in this trial, right, like, was it really obtained illegally? Have you even seen that recently, or are we just hearing that from Kraft's attorneys? We haven't seen that anywhere.
We haven't seen it anywhere.
I mean, they're talking about whether it should be released to the media or not. The judge, no one's even come up and said, no, it's not going to because it's been obtained illegally and we're still discussing
it. But hold on.
They've sort of just let that go. Like, it wasn't obtained illegally. It's going to be released.
No,
he fought a battle that he couldn't win.
And the only reason
why it's getting dragged out is because he chose to drag
it
out.
That's not true. The complaint. See, I don't think it was.
Looks like it.
How are you going to judge... their opinion. So if the Jupiter County Police Department says, listen, we think this is going on. You know, we have a really good, well, you know, we were wrong. So you're gonna file a complaint on them being wrong? So they were wrong about this. But how many other times have they been right? So I think it's a, I mean, that isn't the issue. The issue is, for me, it's just how, yes, it's been dragged out a little bit long. I think both the police department and the DA, they all kind of thought they had control of this. I think everybody looks like crap. Everybody does. And the fact that this is a misdemeanor, I'm going to keep going back to the fact that it's a misdemeanor. It's not human trafficking. It's a misdemeanor.
Okay, but I want to go to what the New York Post wrote yesterday. And the woman that wrote it, the columnist, was 100% correct. He's not being treated the way any other John who has been caught doing this in the past has been treated. This case has been dealt with in a much different fashion. In 99% of the cases in that county in Florida, the guys aren't even arrested. What they're trying to get is they're trying to get the owner of the day spa for prostitution. It's like they're trying to get the drug dealer and not the person that's purchasing drugs. Now, suddenly out of nowhere, when 99% of the Johns were never even arrested, you're going to suddenly arrest this one. And I'm going to tell you, in the end, when this all comes out, mark my word on this one, you're going to find out that originally Kraft thought that he was one of those guys, that he was pretty much told that this was not going to be a big deal. And then somewhere along the early days of this thing, it all flipped, and somebody down there pounding their chest said, you know what, I've got the big fish, and we're going to go out and we're going to reel in this whole deal of prostitution. They knew they had no human trafficking, but what they did have is they had all of these day spas that were basically running a house of prostitution. And we're going to make a big, huge deal out of it because we can, because we'll get national attention.
Yeah, and we need to scare people.
That's right. And we'll get Robert Kraft's name all over it. And that's why he couldn't erase this thing. He couldn't just let it go. He had to keep that video out. And I'm convinced now he's not going to keep that video out. It's not going to happen. That video is going to get out there.
I never thought for a second.
One way or the other, it's getting out there.
I don't care if they... Yep. Either way, it was going to be released. Either somebody had a copy of it, they were just going to hold on to it.
Pixelated.
Maybe they waited a year or two after this thing whole died down. It was going to be released. And sure, someone may have been arrested. And so what?
And by the way, I think the biggest fear that the Kraft camp has in all of this is that, forget about pixelated, that it's going to be released raw. And on the internet right now, with some of the sites that are out there,
please God,
they will publish that. They will have that up and running. And I think that's the biggest fear they have right now. Because the only way it gets pixelated is if it goes through the trial and then the county judge decides that we're going to make sure we limit the damage to the individuals, but we follow the Sunshine Act. We make sure
Sunshine
that we
Act.
That's what they call it.
I know.
Sunshine. Hey, Sunshine. How you feeling today? That we release the evidence of the case, but we're going to make sure that we redact some of it now so that it doesn't become a porno out there on the street. My guess is, and I would not be surprised at all, if this gets out and it's literally a porno, because notice what Kraft's lawyers are fighting for. They know that's possibly it. And Lou,
you've seen,
is far more embarrassing.
You've seen porn before, right? Can I just assume
I've never
seen
porn
it before?
How does it look?
Well, I can tell
explain
you,
it to me.
I can
describe it
to you without seeing the tape, that
describe
it's not going to be anywhere near as graphic as something you would see on Pornhub.
Really?
You porn.
Damn,
that's another
that
one.
Give me your other go-to sites.
Let me see. Did I say Pornhub?
You did.
Yeah, you
porn?
Couple times.
I really only have
you
two.
Said that too.
I really only have two. No, because then you kind of follow the link.
It's like radio. Porn this loyalty. It's loyalty.
I like to know where I know what I'm getting. I know how to navigate the site. I know what rabbit hole not to go into. I'm good.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah, you know, you click one link and then you click another link and then next thing you know, you're like, get this off my screen.
But that's what he's trying to do here. He's trying to hold back the video, and I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
No.
And so, even if he were to go and he were to give in to all of this and take the plea deal, what's to say that the video is still not going to get out there?
I think that here's the thing is that whatever damage you think you can mitigate, like, it's too late. It's
done. No, here's the thing.
It's done.
But here's the problem. There is a difference with the evidence coming out at the end of the trial based on Florida state law, okay? Because there's nothing you can do about that. But if somebody leaks it out right now, and it's the complete porno, there's no pixelation whatsoever in all of this, why wouldn't you have a case like Hulk Hogan had, where he won $140 million, didn't he, in that case, where somebody got a hold of one of his sex tapes and they threw it out there? Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, but that was
Hulk Hogan was not a court case. It was consulting.
Yeah, but somebody stole it.
But he wasn't arrested. He was
No, right, I get
it wasn't a crime.
No, it wasn't a crime.
Yeah, but wait a minute, guys. I'm talking about if this is a crime, then the video would go through the normal process as the judge laid out today, and then when the trial is over,
it'll be out in seconds.
Then the evidence can come out there, but the judge can control how that is released. So suddenly you're not seeing private parts, right? You're not seeing certain things. But if somebody in the police department right now, or somebody within the county, and there are a lot of people that probably have it in their computers right now, oh, that's a nice little file, and they would have released it to make, let's say, $1.5 million or $2 million, because they could maybe get seven figures for this thing, then would he not have a legal case against the company that releases it and then follow through to try to...
Probably.
Yeah, he would.
But even those companies will sit there and say, you know what, I know Florida law, and it's going to be released anyways. And I have it right now in my possession. And it's not like when the hearing is over, they're going to send it out. I mean, I guarantee people have it.
Yeah, but there's a difference, Lou, between
there's
a difference.
He was set up too.
Sure, he was. But there's a difference between the raw video and what the courts might release at the end of the case. You know what it's like?
You watch redacted.
Do you watch the U porn? It's watching.
Well,
that,
I don't.
That
other, but that I just soft know
porn.
It exists.
That's soft porn. Do you watch soft porn too?
That's like that. You is it Red Shoe Diaries? Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Old, you don't remember Red Shoe Diaries?
No, what is
everything
that?
Was real softcore. There's nothing crazy. You never really got any shots of anything. Like B-list actresses is like their way of getting famous without doing porn. It was Red Shoe Diaries. Guys don't remember Red Shoe Diaries?
You're lying.
Is this like Forum?
No, Forum was all fake stories.
They were fake stories. They weren't real. There was no
Red Shoe Diaries.
They weren't real. Hey, by the way, did I mention that this hour has been brought to you by Awaken 180? They now make it easier for you with gourmet prepared meals delivered right to your door fresh. They are grass-fed prepared meals, free delivery. Awaken 180 continues to make losing weight what it should be. All right, we're going to do one more segment here. And then apparently we're going to do another baseball segment as we get you ready to send it back to Fenway Park. That's apparently
Is Lou doing another game?
No, he's done.
What a wimp.
As I said, three of us are going to be watching hockey tonight, right?
It's hockey, baby.
You got Bachelorette or something else?
I got nothing
hockey tonight.
I'm ready. I'm dialed in. I'm ready.
Good.
Yeah, baby.
Good. There you go.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
We'll tell you something about one of Gabe Kapler's players. He and Jake Arrieta got into it last night. That'll happen in the seventh.
So Arrieta's words after the game were pretty strong about Bryce Harper getting thrown out, saying he can't do that. I'm trying to win. I need everybody behind me.
The 2-2. Chavis swings, pops at a foul, back out of play.
Thanks for spoiling the seventh inning update, Lou. You are tied for second in all of WEI.
Is that where you were going?
That is.
I thought that was post-game. I didn't know that happened in the seventh.
Wow. These guys interrupting each other. I have to work with them.
I stepped on Flem Ball story.
I'll work with you, Lou. I'm pretty good at it. Let it breathe. Just let it breathe.
Yeah, what are you doing? You talk all day long. You knew you have your own doubleheader, Lou. Jeez. Call a game.
Oh, it's all right. It's just a quick. It was a quick game. We got a couple hours here. I think it's gonna be over so quick.
How many guys in the studio today? 8, 9.
Jeez.
You got Will on there. You got the other guy, Mario, right? Yeah. And you got Joe.
Thanks for spoiling the seventh inning update, Lou. You are tied for second. Will.
Has the Flem Ball nickname, is that kind of taken over yet?
I think it really has. I think he's walking down the streets and people are like, hey, Flem Ball.
It's like a porn name.
Does he have a... Oh, that would be a nasty porn
Mario
name.
Mario Impebra?
Does he have a...
Michael Impeba?
A fake Twitter name, a Twitter handle yet? Is there an @flemball.com or anything like that?
There's got to be a Flem Ball Twitter account.
Impemba.
Right, I would think. Has Mutt figured that name out yet?
No. Please. He's still trying to figure out... what having leverage is.
Michael Impeba.
He's working on that right now. All right, we got some phone calls. Let's go to him. Here's Keith in New Hampshire. Hello, Keith. Wants to talk about home ice advantage.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
You got it.
So if you look at any other sport, home court matters the most. And I feel like the biggest part of that is the crowd. You got crowds being loud for the opposing team's offense. It's going to make it hard to communicate, hard to concentrate. You look at hockey, there's nothing faster paced in hockey. It's really hard for a crowd to be loud specifically for offense on the away team when the puck's moving back and forth so fast. That's why I think that the ice, home ice, doesn't matter as much as home court or home field.
Oh, it doesn't matter in baseball as much either. The stats are pretty similar. And the crowd can go nuts, right? You're up at the plate, make the guy nervous. So I just think it's the nature of the sport more than anything.
Yeah. All right, Mike. I would say this, though. The two things that if you look at baseball and you look at hockey, if a pitcher goes out there and throws a two-hitter, it's irrelevant what the crowd is, right? Yeah.
And
if a if a goaltender stands on his head, there we go, there's that hockey phrase, and makes 37 saves and you can't get one by him, I don't care where you're playing, right?
Plus the benefit of the crowd noise on the road, especially with football, is this your inability to hear the calls, to hear the snap count. That's a definite advantage to the home field. Whoever has home field, like that's the benefit of it.
See, I think the difference in the NBA is twofold. One with the officials. I think sometimes officials hear the calls. They hear the reaction by the crowd as opposed to actually seeing it. But more importantly, and the stats will bear this out, your superstars play great at home and play great on the road. The younger players or the complimentary players play great when everybody loves them at home and they're screaming their names. And on the road, when everybody's calling them a-holes and a lot worse, they don't play worse crap. And that's why you look at home and road splits in the NBA of these younger players or mediocre players, there's a vast difference. Mm-hmm. When you look at the superstars, you put Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, you put them anywhere. Put them on the freaking moon. They're going to be great.
Exactly. Yes, they stay the same.
Yeah.
You know, they don't let the crowd affect them and rush their game or make careless errors. They just stay flatlined. You know, and that's the toughest part, I think, for some of these guys. And that's where the superstars come into play. It's the crowd is going nuts. They're chanting defense. And Kyrie comes down and drains a three. And it's like, whatever.
That's why you need a guy like Kyrie. Yeah. That's why it's important to be able to build around a team like Kyrie. That was the most bizarre thing yesterday. You'll hear some of it later on in the week. The people were pissed off that Lou and I were not feeling comfortable about this upcoming series against Milwaukee. But they still hate Kyrie Irving.
Glenn, I don't know about you, but I was watching that Milwaukee game last night thinking, watch this. They're going to drop game four, and then it's going to turn into, they couldn't sweep. They lost to Detroit. Meanwhile, it was a tight game, and what happened? They won by 23. Yeah. They blew them out late, which is exactly what they've done in every single series.
The first half, just to hang in there, last gasp, and then they were gone. Christian and I were talking about this off the air, and maybe people haven't seen enough of Giannis, and they're going to see him over the next couple of weeks. There's an element of, and Reggie Miller got into it last night. It was very interesting conversation. Shaq and Barkley and those guys, too, at halftime. There's an element to his game of a little bit of Michael Jordan, and when he gets at the top of the lane, there's only one step, and he's at the hoop, and he's going downhill. There's a lot of LeBron because of his power in the open floor, and then there's some of Shaq, young Shaq, when he's close to the basket and his blocking ability and stuff like that. Reggie Miller brought it up last night, and I don't think it's a stretch. He said, in a few years, we're going to be talking about him in the same sentence with Michael Jordan. I don't think that is outrageous.
Well, he better win a couple series.
He's got
then,
to win. He's got
because
to win.
If he doesn't win a couple series, then he's just Charles Barkley.
You know, one thing that Reggie Miller was saying last night, and this might dictate and determine where the series goes, he was really high on Eric Bledsoe, and you heard him a couple times say, you know, by the time the playoffs are over, Eric Bledsoe will be a household name.
He's had a good
and
year.
And it was like, well, you know what? That is probably a key in the series, right? Because, he was good in a couple of games and then completely disappeared and crapped himself, you know, in the others. If he's consistent, if he's always good, then that'll make it extremely difficult. But he was really high on Bledsoe. We saw it last year where Rozier terrorized him at times.
Yeah, the one thing I will say that I'm worried about in that series, though, is no Marcus Smart. Because the one thing that Giannis does that's negative, he does turn the ball over an awful lot. Spinning, he's going blindly, and Marcus is great. Being able to defend that, and that's a missing ingredient. All right, we'll take a couple more phone calls here before we get into the Red Sox broadcast. Here's Mike in Foxborough. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
I just wanted to touch up on the subject that you mentioned at the end of the last hour with the handshakes at the end of
Christian loves it.
It's his favorite.
It's his favorite thing.
I do. Wants to see a brawl. Yeah.
No, not necessarily. But I do. I am curious to see if someone's going to lose their cool.
Yeah, and it's like I'm all for that as well. You know, you fought a great series, especially after seven games. Like you want to shake hands. You want to tell the opposing side you appreciate them, wish them luck, and everything. And then there's just the other side of you know, the Lightning got swept, and then you go into the line after that, Kucherov, you know, Duchesne, like, shakes his hand, gives him a quick check, and then Panarin pretty much just absolutely, you know, is making a mockery of it, and, you know, Hugh Don Cherry calling him a jerk or whatever,
right.
But goes for the high five, and then Kucherov pretty much almost gives him the cold shoulder if he didn't hug him afterwards, but it's like, you know, it's, you could go to either way for being disrespectful on that, for Panarin and kind of rubbing it in or giving the cold shoulder. But it's, you know, I think that was just the one kind of.
Well, Mike, if you remember after the second game of the series and Columbus is up 2-0, the players were taunting the Blue Jacket players, basically saying, yeah, you did this last year.
Stop
big
it
deal.
Right now.
Yeah, you did it last year. Big deal. And so maybe there was a little bit left over. Scott in Portland, you're up next. Go ahead, Scott.
So I'm calling about the playoffs and how home court advantage is not as important as in hockey. For basketball, you have a one seed in Golden State playing LA. I mean, the Clippers have maybe 2 all-stars on their team. Golden State has 5. And the way the NBA works is you only need two superstars in order to make it to the next round.
Yeah, but home court, I think it's more than that because it happens during the regular season. So, you know, Boston's a better team than Brooklyn. You go to Brooklyn and you lose by 16. What the hell happened? It's got a lot to do with the home court. That's what it does.
That's what they tell us.
That's what it tells us. We're not done yet.
Huh?
Nope.
Well,
nope.
No, but it does look like the hints are starting to lead towards a Julian Edelman.
Oh, you think that's what it is? Very good. This last segment brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com. We're not done because we're doing baseball next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.